Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey King, it's Chris Summer. You know, when Bruce Gilbert hired me years ago, I told him that I was a KRLD P1 even when I was working across town, and that I was especially a longtime fan of your work going all the way back to the early 90s. You have the gift of being able to tell a story like nobody else. Some people in this business just have it, and you're one of them. From one old dog to another, it is an honor to call you a teammate. Congrats on the 30 years, King. Might as well go for 40, or at least 35. In other words, don't even think about retiring anytime soon.
Mike, this is Barbara Schwartz, and congratulations on 30 years at KRLD. Your creativity, storytelling, and work ethic knows no bounds. You sit in the anchor chair 5 hours a day, still do so much else, including but not limited to your staple, The Other Side of the News, every day. And on top of that, you get up at stupid o'clock in the morning to work AM drive, and you've never stopped being one of the nicest guys around. Again, congrats.
Hey, Mike, it's Eric Nadell. Congratulations on your anniversary, 30 years. That is spectacular. I wonder what anniversary number 30 is. I'm not sure. I think it's the nachos anniversary. Anyway, always enjoyed it when I've had an opportunity to talk with you. I've always loved The Other Side of the News. You're my favorite guy on KRLD, and I hope you'll keep doing it for as long as it's fun for you. Happy anniversary, buddy.
Welcome, everybody. Susie Solis here with Mike Rogers, and a big, really great event that we're about to celebrate. Mike celebrating 30 years at KRLD. Mike, how are you feeling?
Well, first of all, is it really an event? It's I guess a commemoration. No, a milestone.
It's a milestone, yes. A much better word there, Mike.
It's a nice way of saying you're really old.
No, it's a nice way of saying we are excited to have you here, and what you have done at KRLD has been absolutely amazing, especially when we're talking about, you know, the franchise that everybody knows, Other Side of the News.
Yeah, we'll get to that. We'll cover all of it. We've got a bunch of old clips that it's a good thing. I'm a saver.
Yes, and it's incredible.
So I've got some stuff. They told me to pull some stuff, which I have done and put together in some pieces, and we'll hear that in just a second. But yeah, these go back to June 1st of 1992. I don't think Seinfeld had even started. No, Seinfeld was brand new. I think The Simpsons were brand new.
Oh my gosh.
Give you an idea of how long ago that was. And I had a full head of hair. That's a long time ago, believe me.
So, I mean, and you've covered some really high-profile stories.
Well, they hired me. The former news director, Rick Erickson, he brought me into his office, and he said he gave me a tape of a reporter out in San Francisco Bay Area, a guy named Mike Sugarman, who's just a genius. And he did some of that lighter kind of stuff. He did hard news and he did light stuff too.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a cassette deck, Rick did, on his desk. Remember those?
Yep.
And he handed me the tape and he said, I want you to listen to this. This is what I'd like for you to do here. And he said, I'm going to leave. I'll be back in about 10 minutes and you listen and then we'll talk. And so he left and I listened to the tape and he came back in and he said, can you do that? And I said, what was I going to say?
Right. Of course you're going to say, oh, yeah, of course.
I needed the gig. I was like, yeah, sure, I can do it. No problem. And so then it, you know, it just went from there. And but what was neat about it is I got to do both. I got to do hard news and lighter news.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you're right. You mentioned the hard news, and everybody talks about Waco. This first segment we're gonna hear here in a second. It's got a little bit of that in there, and the Cowboys, the riot at the Cowboys victory parade. Remember that? There's a lot. So here's a little bit of that. This is some of the hard news over the years.
I am in the Mississippi River, right in the middle of it. The flooded, swollen Mississippi River in a 16-foot aluminum boat loaded with some of the items donated by North Texans. I am sitting amid boxes of diapers, pork and beans, saltine crackers, cereal, baby formula, you name it, we've got it in here.
Fans continue to pour in for the first ever World Cup game in the state of Texas. Will the hot weather favor the Spaniards or the Koreans?
The Spaniards.
Oh, the Spaniards. We like hot weather.
We have hot blood.
Sing the Spanish national anthem.
There's no words.
There's no words.
Song, 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 song.
Got a severe cut on his face, blood flowing down into his eyes. It's a grisly scene. This man, one of many injured down here in the wake of this Cowboys victory parade. It's not a pretty sight right now.
The building is in flames right now. And you wonder when you're going to start seeing people come out. That's something that we haven't seen. No one's come out yet. And you would imagine with not only the tear gas in there, but now the entire building in flames, that people have to start coming out here fairly soon.
I am in one of the KRLD news units right now. The hail is so large, it is cracking my windshield as it hits it. I cannot get under the overpass here in Oakland. You can probably hear it pounding on top of the car. These hailstones coming down, probably the size of baseballs, Brad, and we can't, there's not enough room under the overpass for all the traffic. We're just probably 20 or 30 vehicles sitting out here just getting smashed.
The woman who lives here and her 8-year-old son dead at the hands of her ex-husband, who also shot himself. Before he did, though, he chased his older son into the street, shooting at him as he darted out into traffic directly in front of my car, screaming, waving his arms. I thought it was some sort of prank until I turned around and saw him lying in the street.
What a spectacular sight in downtown Dallas. Fireworks shooting up the side of the Magnolia Building. Pegasus has lit up. The crowd roaring. And kiss that millennium goodbye. Hello, Y2K.
Yeah, you remember Y2K?
Y2K.
Right?
Oh my gosh, talk about a flashback.
Everybody that terrified everyone. It's going to be the end of the world.
Oh my gosh.
And that was fun. I'll tell you a fun story about that. It was downtown and at the Magnolia Building, and they lit up Pegasus at midnight, remember? And they had this, they had big stage set up with all the dignitaries up there, and they had a big countdown clock.
Mm-hmm.
And with about 15 seconds to go until midnight, this big box truck pulled in front of that countdown clock and blocked my view.
Oh, no.
And I had to totally guess that, you know, 10, 9, oh, 6, wait, no.
But, that is so awesome.
It worked out. But, you know, that was I love doing the hard stuff, too. That's, to me, is almost as fun as doing the lighter stuff.
Absolutely.
David Johnson here. Ah, Mikey, I remember it as though it were just yesterday. Well, it was just 30 short years ago that you toddled into the newsroom just out of puberty with a full head of hair and the remarkable ability to deftly dodge 8 crack cartridges that were hurled at you by Jody. Now, your reactions are a bit slower, but your wit's sharper. And it's great fun to toss you a one-liner because I know you'll knock it out of the park. I value our friendship. I look forward to the next 30 years. Just please, God, don't ever play that horrid Friday song ever again. Happy anniversary, my friend.
Hey there, King. I just wanted to wish you a happy 30th anniversary here at KRLD. The morning show would not be the same without you. You're super talented. You're great to work with, quick-witted, and we all love you more than you know. I wish you another 30 happy years at KRLD, even though I think you won't do that. But again, I just wanted to thank you for giving me the opportunity to work with you here over the past 11 years. You rock, brother. I'm meteorologist Dan Bruno.
What can I say about Mike Rogers? I've known him since sometime in 1996. It was midnight. It was a news conference. I was not working at KRLD at the time, but little did I know that I would work with them a few months later and know him for at least two decades. Mike is incredible, phenomenal, talented, the most creative person I think I've literally ever met. It's been a wonderful honor to work with him all these years, and I look forward to many more. Love you, Mike.
Hey, Mike, this is David Rankin. There are so many things to appreciate about Mike Rogers. But for me, it's his personality and how it translates to his work. He makes anchoring the news seem effortless. I always appreciate someone that can bring that personality to a newscast and make it sound like he's just a guy telling you what's going on. Mike, you never make it sound like you're reading anything. I also deeply respect the gift that you have for making OSN into something fascinating every single day. You've got a talent for telling stories with creativity and the most unique use of sound ever. Even to this day, I still get a charge out of the fact that you take something that I send to you in an email and then you do something on it for the other side of the news. I don't know why, it just does. Thanks, Mike. Congratulations on 30 years.
And so you used to be out in the fields and but still doing fun stories as well.
Yeah, I did. It was kind of half and half. So I got to do half hard news and half lighter stuff. Here's a couple of examples of that.
50 diamondback rattlesnakes curled up 20 feet down in a hole just waiting for some reporter to dangle a microphone down in there.
You're bringing back some old memories that I didn't want brought back, Mike.
What, of your ex-husband? Sorry.
Oh.
Ouch, zing.
You are in trouble.
It doesn't snow often in Dallas, but when it does, you're right. This is the place to be if you want to sled. I got a couple of guys here. Let's see. They're from Brian Adams, SMU. They've got the day off, and they're going to give me a little push to get me started. You ready, guy? Oh, well, I guess they are. Here we go. Oh, my gosh. Oh, boy. Down Flagpole Hill. For the first time in 25 years. Oh, going backwards. Mayday, mayday.
Earth to Mike, are you there?
Oh. Wow, taking shots at your anchor's ex-husband.
I know.
That's funny.
It was the great Suzanne Calvin, who's now with the Dallas Opera. That was down at a Cowboys training camp when they were in Austin back in the mid-90s, and I went one day down to the snake farm in New Braunfels.
Oh, wow.
To check that out. But all of that, you know, that lighter stuff led to the other side of the news.
30 years? Wow. Well done, my friend. And like a good friend, you informed us, you kept us safe, and when we needed a laugh, you delivered. And as I do on many birthday and anniversary cards, here you go. Roses are red, blue bonnets are purplish blue. News Radio 1080 would be not what it is without a guy like you. You're an icon within an iconic brand, Mike. Congratulations and thank you from Odyssey and myself on an awesome 30 years.
Stephen Pickering here from the afternoon crew. I've been listening to Mike Rogers on this station for only 29 years, not the full 30. I do remember him starting out as a reporter. Specifically, I remember hearing him doing some storm coverage in the fall of 93. He was driving up 35 into Louisville or Carrollton. He was doing a live report on the cell phone, describing how hard the rain was, driving sideways, winds pushing his car on the road, some incredible lightning, and was giving an incredible description of how green the sky was, and we lost the signal. It sounded like the end of Mike Rogers. But obviously he made it through, and I'm glad he's with us today. Congratulations on 30 years at KRLD, Mike.
Hey, it's Gavin Spittle. Huge congratulations to a friend, teammate, colleague, and the man that I love to wake up to every single morning. Mike, you are amazing. There's a reason you're called King in the Newsroom. Congratulations on 30 years, and hopefully we can keep you around for 30 more years to come. Have a great day, and congratulations. You deserve it.
It was kind of always the other side of the news. It just didn't have a name for
right.
a few years. And our former operations manager, Michael Spears, he gave it that name, and it took off from there. But the first one I ever did, here's a just sample of that. It was on like one of my first days on the job, and they sent me out to the old Arlington Stadium because we'd had a whole bunch of rain, and the grounds crew was having a real problem in keeping up and
yeah.
keeping the turf dry and everything. And so they sent me out there to talk with the grounds crew.
Now, this may sound like the living room rug after the pipes have burst, but it's actually center field at Arlington Stadium.
When you're 20 degrees below average on the temperature and the amount of rain we've had for the consecutive days, you just try to get a game in, and that's about it.
Head groundskeeper Jim Anglia says he can't remember such a long period of cool, wet weather. So what do you do then? The New York Yankees are in town for a big series, and the outfield looks like the Everglades? You vacuum it, of course. What do we got here?
We're trying to get rid of as many puddles as we can. So we're going to have to improvise and suck it up with a vacuum.
Yeah, this vacuum right here, what kind of vacuum is it?
It's a shop vac.
Regular old shop vac.
Yeah.
Of course, for the infield, a vacuum won't do. And that's where this baby comes in, the tarp.
How many people does it take to get that thing rolled out in a hurry?
Well, I think a minimum of 10 to do an adequate job. And for the games, we have 15. And if there's, you know, if we feel like there's an imminent chance of rain, sometimes we'll have up to 20.
Now, what's this stuff in the bags right here?
It's conditioner in it. We put it on the infield and on the plate and the mound.
It's kitty litter, isn't it?
Well, it's similar to that, isn't it?
All things considered, namely the weather over the past couple of weeks, this field is in remarkable shape with the help of kitty litter and vacuum cleaners and a big tarp as the Rangers try and stay afloat atop the American League West.
It's absolutely incredible the number of OSNs that you've done over the past 30 years, Mike.
It was one of the benefits of the pandemic was I had a lot of time at home, and I finally got to archive them all and put them on an external hard drive.
Wow.
And there's about 3,000 of them, and probably more than that that I forgot to record or has just, you know, gotten lost over the years. But that was the first one. That was June 1st of 1992. And, you know, and then it went from there. There was a time where I was required to do two a day.
Oh my gosh, are you serious?
For real, and for a period of time. But yeah, they accumulated over the years, and here are a few of my favorites, just little segments, little pieces of some of my favorites.
I'm a bad lady, so I like all the bad lot guys.
Precisely the sort of theatrics that keeps them coming back week after week, like L.A. Steel's disqualification after he'd apparently pinned a guy named Al Jackson.
Uh-oh. What'd they find?
He found some nucks in his pants.
What a stunning comeback by Al Jackson.
Wow, pro wrestling play-by-play at the Sportatorium. It just doesn't get any better than this.
I'm dressed as a Union cavalryman.
And that walkie-talkie you're holding?
The walkie-talkie is a genuine 1861 model Zenith walkie-talkie.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I didn't know they had those.
They wasn't as many out, you know, as they usually are.
Yeah, but still, most of the ones who were are real hog farmers who do this for a living. And most of them were men, too. And according to Imogene...
I don't think they like it because I got...
Because you beat them, right?
Yeah, I beat them all.
Boy, did she ever.
Peek, 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 squeal, squeal.
Boy, that's just outstanding, isn't it?
I sell hot tubs, homes, cars. Whatever.
Johnny Ross here for No Credit Check Auto Finance. 636-1903.
Is there anything you won't sell?
Not really. I mean, anything that's legal, I'm in.
Then there's Natasha Getty of Garland, who'll teach you how to play it. I think she taught me. Sort of.
course, the more advanced students will learn things like, would you believe Led Zeppelin on the accordion? Truth be told, Leon didn't like the tree.
I didn't, because he got on my nerves.
Happy New Year!
But in this case, you go with what you've got. Leon put the tree next to the front door and used it as a motion detector. And sure enough, shortly after midnight Monday morning...
Merry Christmas, everybody! You better watch out. You better not cry.
I looked around like I had a petition there, so I looked around. I thought I seen a shadow, but I wasn't sure. I see my Christmas tree gone crazy.
In the end, this contest was no contest.
There's 59-year-old Rich Lefevre, the man they call the Locust, all 130 pounds of him, ripping chunks off the dogs, dipping them in water, and swallowing them whole. It's absolutely grotesque.
He's an absolute machine. He's using those hands like mandibles. Look at him. He's like well-oiled, fine-tuned athlete.
It's like somebody who hasn't eaten in years.
12 corny dogs Rich ate in those 10 minutes. That's one every 50 seconds. And if you don't think that's impressive, have someone time you the next time you're at the fair. See if you can do it.
She's extremely brave, and she's doing a very good job.
Blue cheese.
Queso azul.
Queso azul, that's right.
Beans?
Beans? No, tuna.
No, tuna. Tuna.
Alive. It's alive. It's alive!
And she hadn't even gotten to the really bad stuff.
Okay.
Oh, stink, stink. Oh, stink.
Welcome.
Okay, that last one, that was one of the ones that I still get requests. People want to hear that again and again. That was the cleaning lady, and our studios were over at the ballpark.
Uh-huh.
And the cleaning lady had to come in and clean out the refrigerator.
Oh,
in the break
my
room.
Gosh.
With all the nasty stuff in there.
And no.
So I went in there with my recorder and interviewed her while she was doing it.
Queso azul, she said.
Queso azul. And the audio quality, I'd like to apologize for that. There are some of these where I sound like I'm on helium. It's just, they're so old and the tape got stretched out. But anyway, that's
incredible.
There's 30 years condensed into 3 minutes.
Hey, Mike, it's Alan Skaya. Congratulations on your anniversary. Staying away from the station is my gift to you. Just FYI, when you started at KRLD, I was in fifth grade. I may not have even started balding yet, and I don't think Bailey even existed. But that ability to lay down roots at a station, that's something a lot of people don't get to do. And I think it says a lot about your work and the effect you have on people that you've been able to maintain this relationship so long. So congrats, and here's to 30 more.
Hey, Mike, this is Bailey. Just wanted to say a huge congratulations. Your career so far has definitely been a super inspiring one, and your ability to find the wacky and the weird is unmatched. So happy we get the chance to work together.
This is Drew Anderson. Mike, 30 incredible years. I'm so thrilled to celebrate it with you. 30 years in one place, especially in this business, is an incredible testament to you, my friend. As someone who wakes up with you daily, but also sees the behind-the-scenes things that you do to bring your A-game every single day, with a love for your craft, compassion for people, and an appreciation for everyone who listens to 1080 KRLD, I want to say thank you for 30 phenomenal years. I'm proud to work alongside you, and I hope that you never even consider uttering the word retirement. Congratulations.
Hey, Mike, it's Austin. Just wanted you to know that you're the kind of anchor I always felt asked the hard questions and got to the bottom of the story. Just listen.
The $341 ticket was mailed to the registered owner of the car, along with a picture of the car sailing through the light, and there was the guy's wife. She was in the car. Problem is, she was in the passenger seat, and there was some other guy driving. The jilted husband has filed for divorce, and yes, he's disputing the ticket as well. Weekend can't get here soon enough. How long have you been doing this, Sarah?
Could you repeat that?
How long have you been doing this?
I have been doing it for 4 years now.
We knew him through his hundreds of commercials spanning more than 20 years as a tough man who made a tender chicken.
Frank Perdue, a poultry industry giant, a hands-on CEO. If ever there was one.
What, are you torturing chickens?
Roger, turn your windshield wipers off.
All right.
pretty sorry.
I kind of figured that's what that was.
So congrats on your 30 years, Mike, and to a whole lot more.
When you came to KRLD, did you think that you would be here for 30 years?
Are you kidding? No, it's radio. I thought a couple of years and I'd be moving on down the road, and you know, and here we are. And you may be stuck with me for a while. My wife and I met with our financial planner earlier in the week.
You ain't going nowhere.
I know, right?
That's funny.
So,
and what does your wife think about you being here for 30 years?
You know, she's been with she's been at her job for 31.
Oh my gosh, look at you guys.
So she doesn't. I mean, she doesn't think twice about it. And she doesn't like me getting that. You know, I don't have to get up in the middle of the night and come into work. But
yeah, the good news is now you're a bougie anchor. You know, you're not just a lowly reporter.
You know what? I miss it though. Do you?
I do miss it. You know, it is a different feeling to go out there and be on the scene and see what's going on. So it is a different energy being a reporter versus being an anchor. But I will say, before I ever came to KRLD, I was a big fan of Other Side of the News.
Oh, you're sweet.
And so,
you know that that started probably before you were born.
Hey, Mike, it's Kristen Diaz, and I just have to say it's an absolute honor to be able to say that I am a part of the KRLD team, where you are a legend, and over the past 30 years have been blessing the mic. I just want to say that I'm just in awe of your talent, and you're such a kind person. To be able to meet you in person for the first time, I remember I was so shy, and just knowing that you were so down to earth and easygoing, it's just amazing, you know, and I just want to say thanks for all that you do for us here in radio. My family and I have been not only big fans of yours, but also the other side of the news. I mean, my mom will still call me if for whatever reason it gets pushed down on the rundown and we don't play it at the normal time. So I wish you much success in your continued career and congratulations on 30 years. Whoop, whoop.
Hey, pal, congrats from your favorite initialed guy. Surprising how long you and I have worked together. Just a little context for the rest of you. I went to a small school, K through 12, same students, same faces every year. I've worked with Mike about 8 years longer than I went to school with any of them. I gotta hand it to you, 30 years of ducking crossfire and staying off the radar, and I'm thinking of TPC here, quite an accomplishment. So, happy anniversary. I hope the next 30 will be great. I've seen our 401k. Trust me, you will be working another 30. And remember the true meaning of the words Code Red.
Mike, it's John Little. Can't tell you how much I look up to you, how your voice has led the way on this station for so long. 30 years is absolutely incredible. Technically, your delivery is impeccable. It's unmistakable. It's relaxed. It's calming. And you're just a consummate professional. And then at the same time, you're so funny. And the way you put together the other side of the news, I mean, it's something for all of us to live up to. I know we've all learned something from you, whether we've been with you for the last 30 years, last 15 years, or just the last one. Thank you so much for being the newsman you are. You're an inspiration to us. Congratulations.
Thanks to everyone who's extended well wishes and congratulations on 30 years. It's been a blast, and like I said, there's more to come.
Well, and you know what? The other thing I want to say, Mike, is that a lot of people, and this happens in media all the time, we get, you know, old and curmudgeon-y, and we've seen it all, is what most reporters and people in the media will say. And I know that you've seen a lot, but nonetheless, you are still one of the most pleasant people to work with. And I know that a lot of people here just love you and love the work that you do. And you're hilarious.
Well, there's time yet still. Give it time. Thank you. I appreciate it. All right, that's it. How do we wrap this up? I guess that's it. I'm Mike Rogers with the other side of the news on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.